Okay, Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Yumadaf Pei Zion, second to last daf in the Masechta, but we are a little bit backed up here on Pei Vav and Beis, which is fine because, as you undoubtedly have checked, Peches is a little bit, just a short few lines on Peches Med Aleph. So we're good to go, positioned well. We're here at Tana Rabbanan, smack in the middle of the thick lines on Pei Vav and Beis, and again we're talking about aspects of tshuva related to Yom Kippur, Kapara, etc., etc. So the Torah, Rabbi Melinda, Rabbi Sa, Averus, Shatorah, Shehisvade Alehem. Right? If a person does vidui, how do you translate vidui? I guess he admits, he confesses his sins. So Yom Kippur, Hisvade Alehem Yom Kippur Zeh. And if a person does vidui for Chatoyim on Yom Kippur, in let's say 2020 or Tavshin Pei, so lo hisvada alehen or Tavshin Pei Aleph. What year are we in? I don't even know. Tavshin Pei Aleph, but lo hisvada alehen Yom Kippurim Acher. So you don't have to do it again the following year. But if he did repeat those sins, so then tzarich lisvada Yom Kippur Acher. So then obviously you have to do vidui again on the next Yom Kippur. Vim lo shana bahem, and if he didn't repeat his sins, let's say he did real tshuva, right? But we should all be so lucky, right? We should do real complete tshuva. Doesn't do the avera the entire year. So Alein in low shana b'hem v'chazav izvadei Alein, but then he doesn't do the avera the entire year. But then he does vidui on the second Yom Kippur. He does it again. So I mean, he does vidui this again after not sinning. So Allah v'kasev omer, by that person it says, the pasuk says kekelav shav al kio ksil shona boloso. He's like a dog that kind of goes over to his vomit and to try and eat it again, right? As if he's like a ksil, so just like a fool who does it again, who does foolish things again. But again, you're ridiculous. Like, why are you doing vidui? What, you don't believe the last vidui worked? Right? Obviously, the last vidui worked, and then you didn't do the sin the entire year. So what are you saying vidui again? Now, obviously, we say the same prescribed vidui every single year. Pashas is because no one, at least, no common Jew is able to say with certainty that he did not violate any of the Asham, the Bagadnus, or the Al-Khaitz throughout the entire year. I would imagine someone like the Gra, like it says that they said about the Gra, that the Gra was able to calculate the amount of seconds he didn't learn Torah, or he didn't have an excuse for learning Torah, and do tshuva for that. So I would imagine someone like the Gra probably did not say the same vidui, but for us, right, unfortunately, we have some aspect of the Asham Bagadnu and the Al-Khaitz that we violate during the year. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if a person says vidui the next year, so even though he didn't sin, kol shekein shehu meshubach. No, he's not a fool, but it's praiseworthy. It's certainly praiseworthy. Remember the pasuk says, you got to keep your finger on the place here, right? Ki pishi ani eidav chadasi negdi tamit. Right, because I know my sins, and I always have my sins in front of me. So he says that, no, it is appropriate to always remember a person's sins and always, vidu vidu. Aye, so what about the previous pasuk? So what does he do with that pasuk? So Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kevan She'over Adam Avera V'Shanaba, Hutralo. He says that a fool, right, repeats his foolishness. So basically, again, when a person does an avera once and twice, we've seen this throughout the parak, we'll see it again, I think, later. When a person does an avera once or twice, it becomes mutter. The Gemara says, mutter lo sakot aitach? Really, mutter? That seems to be very extreme, right? It's not mutter for him, so elas, or rather, you're right, ema, nasis lo geheter, it becomes as if it's mutter to him. And that's what it's talking about, like a person, like a dog going back to his own vomit to try and eat it again, like a fool doing things again. That's talking about a person who repeats his sin, right, so many times that it becomes as if it is mutter to him. Tzorach lifro da zachet, and to do vidu, you need to specify the sin. Shemar's pasuk says, "Ana chata ha'amazeh chata agudolav yasu lahem elohezav." Adir Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That pasuk is by Moshe Rabbeinu when talking about the Bnei Yisrael doing the Chet Egal. And he specified the Chet Egal. So you see that by vidu you have to specify. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ashrei neshave pesha kisui chata." That no, the pasuk says that it's better for a person to hide his sins. He does not necessarily need to say anything, right? Better for his sins to be kisui, to be covered. Eyes elamau shamar Moshe v'yasulem elohezav. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with that pasuk? That why did Moshe therefore specify right? The what sin the Jews did. Kedem Rabbi Yanai, Dem Rabbi Yanai, Amr Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe said to Hashem, right? Hashem, Kesef Zahav Sheher Beis Olam LeYisrael, right? Again, you gave so much gold and silver to Am Yisrael when they left Egypt. Actually, Omru died until the point where they said, okay, enough, I don't have room for this anymore. So Garam Lehem Sheyasu Elohei Zahav. It caused for them, right, to make a god of gold, right? What do you expect? Right, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's beautiful mashal that he says is brought by a lot of Musar Sfarim. So if you look at Karebi Yane, it's like in the first line, first column on the bottom, at Lo Hizker Avon El Limiato, right? The reason Moshe explained the sin was to minimize it. Why? Velomer to explain, Ata garam to lehem. Hashem, you caused them, right? You caused them the sin. How so? So the mashal is it's a mashal, la adam shayelo ben, not. Right? For a man, let's say a king or a person has a good looking kid, right? A good, nice looking son, machilu mashkeo, gives him food, gives him drink, right? The tolo lo kisal shel dinarim betavaro. And he puts a purse of gold, of dinarim, of coins, at his neck, voshivu bepesach zonos, and he drops him off at the local what's the phrase? Not a tavern, the local whorehouse, right? The tachlis, brothel. That's the word I was looking for. What do you expect? Right? What do you expect? But he's not going to sin after he's had wine and he's had food and he has money and he's good looking. What do you expect? So, Kosh Baruch Hu, you kind of led them down that path when you gave them all this gold and silver that they had no need for. They didn't need to buy anything in the desert. They had all their needs taken care of. So Moshe was trying to kind of lessen the severity of the sin. Okay, back in the Gemara, Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdu Lehem LeYisrael. There are two great a Parnas is someone who provides or takes care of a certain amount of people. Right? Obviously, the phrase Parnasa, right? Parnasa, right? People want Parnasa. Right? So a Parnas is someone who kind of takes care of the tzibur. So there are two great ones, leaders, Moshe and David. Right? And the Gemara is going to contrast how they wanted their sins displayed. Moshe Amar Yikasev Sirchani. Moshe said, yeah, write my sins, right? Anytime. Shanam as Buzik says, Yaam Lohem Antembi, like Tisheni. Right? Every time it says that Moshe is about to die, again, the Torah says over and over, right? That, right? If you look at Rashi, right? Bechol Makom Shenichtav Misoso, Sham Nichtav Surchano. Anytime it says that Moshe is going to die, he's not going to enter the land, it says because, right? It always goes back to because you didn't sanctify me when you hit the rock, etc., etc. Why does it always say that? Right? Apparently, Moshe insisted, right, that is right. Rashi says Zman Tuva many times. Right, we get the point. Right, we know we read the parsha. We were paying attention. Right, no, it says many time and time again in Sefer Tvarim, and even later in Bamidbar, right, that it was because Moshe hit the rock. So the Gemara is going to ask why that is. David, on the other hand, Amar, he said, no, Al Yichtov Shulchani, right? He said I don't want my sin revealed to everybody. Shemaz Bazik says Ashrei Nove Nishrei. Or Nasui, is it Nishrei? Nasui, just to find the Pasuk. I don't know. Not going to waste too much time here for you. Trying to find. This one isn't quoted. Okay, fine, either way. So David, right, both of them, I think it must be Nasui. Nasui, Pesha, Kisui, Chata, right, it says it. Better to conceal the sin. So what's the deal? What's the difference between Moshe and David? So the Gemara says, Moshe. De Moshe v'David lama kasev lama davar dome. What is it similar to? The shtei nashim shalaku bebeisdin. It's like two women who were beaten chas v'shalom. Two women who got malchus in beisdin. Achas kilkala. One of them kilkala. Rashi explains is that she zinsa. She cheated on her husband. Committed adultery. Isn't the punishment for adultery misa? So yes. But there's a technicality in that the only way anybody gets put to death in Beis Din is if there are two Eidim, there are witnesses, and there's Asra. There's a warning before the action. It says, don't do that action, otherwise you're going to get killed in Beis Din. What's the halacha if someone says, two Eidim come and say, don't cheat on your husband, or don't be Mechal Shabbos, and instead of saying, because Beis Din will kill you if you do that, instead of they say, because you're going to get Malchus. So the halacha is, as Rashi quotes over here, the halacha is, that you get Malchus, right? You don't get put to death. So the case is two women were getting Malchus in Beis Din. One of them committed adultery, but it had this technicality that the Eidim messed up the punishment, and therefore she's getting Malchus. The Achas Achla Pagei Shvias. So one of them ate Pagei Shvias. The Achla Pagei Shvias, right? That's actually a Dindra Abanan. That a person's not allowed to eat. If you look at Rashi, right, basically a person's not is allowed to eat fruit of Shemitah. That's very important, right? But they're not allowed to eat it before it becomes ripe, before it becomes fully appropriate to eat, because then that's just considered destroying the fruit. You're not allowed to destroy Peres Shavuos. That's why you have to take great care, right, in making sure you dispose of it in a proper way. But so that's the case. Meaning that's the case. Achla Pagi Shavuos means that they ate fruit of Shemitah before it became fully ripe, so it's as if they destroyed fruit and produce of Shemitah. That's not even an Isra Daraisa. That's just a Dindra Abadon Yigam Malkus. So you have two sets of women, and this is on purpose. The two sets of women based in, one of them is getting whipped for the most egregious violation, pretty much, that you can come up with, and one of them is not getting whipped even Midaraisa. It's getting Malkus Mardus, it's getting Midar Abadon. So that's like Moshe and David. Right? David is obviously the more severe, and Moshe is the less severe. So Amar Lahem, Osa Sha'achla Pagishvias, the one, again, two women are getting whipped at the same time. Right? One of them, Pashas, people know that she cheated on her husband. So the one who's getting whipped with the Rabbanah, the one who ate, you know, produce of Shemitah before it wasn't ripe, said, Vakasha, please, Mikem, Hodiu al Mahi Loke. Right? Please let people know what I'm getting Malkus for. Shalo Yoru al Ma Shazuloka Zuloka. So people won't think that we're both getting Malkus at the same time. So they brought, right, these unripe, let's say, fruit for Shemitah, and they hung it around her neck, and then they whipped her. So that everybody would know, this is what she's getting Malkus for. And they would announce, this is why she's getting Malkus. So the same thing, the same idea, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu kind of wanted to explain, right, to explain this is what he was getting killed for, because he didn't want to get caught up with the door that believed the Meraglim, right? People shouldn't think that he believed the Meraglim, rebelled against Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. But no, it was this tiny little thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu judged him for. But by David HaMelech, okay, right? No, you didn't want people to know. You didn't want to be exposed in terms of him, Bathsheba, etc., etc. Okay. But Farsim and Sechafanim, another case where we try to kind of announce the sin of people, is that where someone who's a chafanim, Rashi says, Shem Rishayim Umar Natsman Kitzadikim. Right? There are people who are like fakers. Right? They're really Rishayim, but they pretend to be Tzadikim. So there, it's a mitzvah to out them. It's important to out them. Because you end up with Chilul Hashem. Because you're going to think that this guy's a Tzadik, and all of a sudden, you'll see him doing Averas, or you'll see bad things happening to him, and you'll think, oh, terrible. Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Vashuv Tzadik Mitzidko, Vyasa Ov, and Azadi, Nechshol of Anov, Shuvas Hamukhotin, period. That's Shuvas Hamukhotin is afterwards. Okay, so that's submitting that Vinazati Mechsholofanov. Okay, Shuvas Hamukhotin, Nakavas Baranos. If the Shuva of the Mukhotin, people who are Mukhot is definite. People who are definitely Rishayim, Rashi says, Rishayim Gemurin. So that kind of Shuva, right, will Makavas Hamukhotin pushes off, delays the troubles, the punishment that they're going to get. Even though they already have a gzardin, so it's just going to push off the peronos. The tachlis is that it'll come maybe even after they die, and it'll happen. Okay, shavas rishayim sofa takala. Right, the peacefulness of rishayim in the end is going to end up in problems, because they have time to kind of sit around and scheme. Okay, if the rishayim are left alone, harashus, that means the government or the person who comes into a position of authority. So that case mekaberes is balea. That, right, obviously politics is right and terrible. But that already buries the people who own it, the people who enter into poverty. Arum nichnas v'arum yetsi. A man already comes in, arum, not literally naked, but naked through from possessions, or naked perhaps from midos. Or not nidos, but naked perhaps from Maisim Tovim. And Ulevai should tehei Yitzia Kibia Halavai, they should leave a position of authority, position of politics, as if they left, right, exactly like they left. Rav Avam Nafik Lemeidan Dina Amar Hachi. When Rav would go out to judge something, so he would say like this, Bitzvub Nafshi Lekatla Nafik. That guy, meaning referring to himself, is going to his own death, meaning Rechon El Tzani, because you make a mistake, right, and then he'll get punished. Bitzvub Beisei Las Lu Ovid, and he's not doing what his household wants, meaning he's not making a parnasa, right, because they only get paid, they just get paid Schar Batala, which is the amount of money he could have gotten had he worked the simplest job. because he doesn't get actually paid for his doesn't get a salary for that. Rekan Levesi Ozzy only comes back to his house empty handed again because he's really not getting much money. If only he could come in, he could leave like he comes out. But again, because obviously it's there's you make a mistake in judgment. Sorry, right, there's a lot of ramifications. Rava have a nothing ladina marachi. Rava, when he wanted to judge cases, you do the say the same thing. Bits with nafshe the katla nothing but tzavu beisei less of avid rekan the beisei ozil levayshet beir kizia. Right, says the exact same thing. Okay, v'chi have a chazi amahuva abasrei. And when you would see, right, again, when he, again, unclear, Pashas is talking about Rav, right, the last one, the last person we talked about, or Rava, perhaps. Rava? Who's the, yeah, Rava is the last one we talked about. Okay. So, fine. So, he would say, right, Amar, he would say, the pasuk mi im yalel shemayim siu verosho laav yagia kigalolo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. Again, he tried to humiliate himself. And Pasha says people were coming out, he would see a lot of people were coming out to honor him. So Pasha says he would try and kind of humble himself through that pasuk, just remind himself, right, when he dies, like, who's going to be? He's, right, he's going to be nothing, right, afterwards. Rav Zutra, ki have a katfele bishapsa de regila. Rav Zutra, interesting, Rashi says he was very old, and they used to carry him to give the shear. So however he would say kilo lo lam chosen avim nezer le dor vador, again, right, trying to keep himself humble, right, it's not always going to be fascinating. Avim nezer le dor vador, does the crown go from generation to generation? Meaning, right, again, he is trying to humble himself. Seis pnei rasha lo tov, if you're a person who's good to a rasha, that's not good, right? I mean, say's panim, right? To show favoritism to a rasha is not good. Lo tov lahem the rishayim shenosim lahem panim ba'olam hazeh, right? It's not good that the rishayim are shown favor in this world, again, because again, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards him schar in this world for whatever small good deeds that he's done. Lo tov lo la'achav shenosu lo panim ba'olam hazeh. It's not good for achav that he was shown favor in this world. Shenemar yan ki nichna mipanei lo avi hara bi'amah. For again, achav did some sort of tiny bit of tshuva when Eliyahu told him that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to wipe out his entire family. So achav did fast a little bit. So because of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed it off until after he died. But Pasha says he still got punished in olam haba. Right, it wasn't good. It wasn't necessarily good for him. Right, it didn't work out. La'atos tzadik b'mishpat. Again, the pasuk says that he should go give justice to the righteous. Is it against or could it for? But it sounds like for. But okay, what is the Gemara? What is the pasuk? Told alon tzadikim she'ain dosin l'hampanim ba'olam hazeh. Meaning, the drasha seems to be that it should be against, even though the pasuk la'atos tzadik b'mishpat kind of seems to tilt the scale towards the tzaddik. Okay, either way, the drasha is that it's good for the tzaddikim that they do not get chesedim in this world, and instead they get it in the next world. Tov lo Moshe shelo nasu lo panim ba'olam hazeh, and it was good for Moshe that he wasn't shown favoritism in this world. Shenemar pasuk says yan lo amantam bi like the sheni. Right, again, that pasuk quoted before. Ha'ilu himantam bi, right, but if Moshe had not hit the rock, meaning they would have believed in Kosh Baruch, he would have spoken to the rock. Ki adayin lo agi azman li patur min ha'olam. Right, his time would not have come, and he would again when Moshe passed away, he's able to go to olam haba quicker. Kind of a funny way to view that, but okay. Asherim l'tzadikim lo dayin lahem zochim lo dayin shem zochim ela shem zaken levneim levneveim velevnei bneihem ad sof kol ha'doros, says that, right? It's great for the tzadikim, right? Not only do they have their own tzchusim, but they give tzchusim to their children until the end of days, right, to the end. Shekama banim hayu lo la'ara shurim nisarev kenada v'avio shenemar hanosarim ela she'amal lahem tzchus aviyem. Right, and the Gemara, fascinating, the Gemara dashes out. The pasuk says, after Nadav and Avihu died, the Aram said to his two sons, Hanosarim, that were left over. Right, it seems to be almost like they were supposed to be consumed in the fire for Nadav and Avihu. They had also sinned as well. But Aaron's schus avos, his schusim, right, apparently protected him. And the opposite, oilo lem the rishayim. It's worse for rishayim. Lo dain shemechayvim atzman, ela shemechayvim ben levneim, levnevneim, atzov kol adoros. Not only are they mechayev themselves, but they mechayev all their kids all to the generations. Now, just to clarify, right, we do say that if a son gets punished, why should a son get punished for the sins of his father? That's only if they continue in the same path. Okay, fine. So then he gets punished both. But Taklis is, if a person does tshuva, does not follow their father's ways. If their father's a rasha, rachman al islan, so they do not get punished for that. Okay, but either way, I mean, the Gemara gives an example. Harbe banum hayulo leknan. Shayruyim lismo katavi avdo shal Rabbi Gamliel. Right, Kenan. Right, who is son of Cham? Right, he told Cham about Noach being naked after he drank from the wine, from the grape, from the Geffen. So, and Kenan had a lot of sons that could have been like Tevi. Tevi was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and the end of Rabbi Gamliel freed him. Right, and he became the big tzaddik, right? Obviously a full-fledged Jew. So Elo shechovas aviyim garmalem, but again, the sin of Cham and Kenan, right, messed it up for them. Okay, kol mezakeh misaravim ein chid b'liyado. Anybody is mezakeh the ravim, anybody who's zocha the masses, so he doesn't have the chait will not come through to him. V'chal machli tzaravim kimat ein maspikin b'liyado lasu shuva, and the opposite is true as well, that if a person causes the masses to sin, so it's almost, right, it came out, it's almost like that he won't have the opportunity to do tshuva. And Gemara elaborates, call mezakeh the rabbim, ein chet bal yado, my time, what's the reason why? If someone is mezakeh the rabbim, so he won't end up sinning. It's almost like a promise. Why is that? It's not fair, right? That he is mezakeh the rabbim, right? He teaches the talmidim, and they do well. Then he sins, so he ends up in Gehenna. He ends up in Gehenna looking up as talmidim in Gan Eden. It's not fair. Shneimar, as Buzik says, kilos hazav nafshi l'shol lo titein chasdecha chasidcha l'ros shachas. Okay. The opposite as well. V'chol machti tzaravim ein maspikin biyado lasa tshuva. If a person causes other people to sin, he's not going to be able to do tshuva. Shalo yehu began eidem v'tamidu b'gehenem. Again, because you don't want the opposite, right? If you cause them to sin, but then you did tshuva, so then you're up in Gan Eden. Very nice. Well, they're down in Gehenem looking up at you. Very, it's not so cool. Shem, as Basik says, Adam asuk ashuk. Ashuk bedam nefesh ad bur yanus al yismechu vo. Okay. Fine. Now the Mishnah had said, right back to the Mishnah, right, that talking about tshuva, ha'omer echta v'ashuv, echta v'ashuv, a person says, I'll sin another tshuva, so that's not how it works, says the Mishnah. So lamuli v'meimar, echta v'ashuv, right, trezimni. So the Gemara directions out very well. Why do you have to say it twice? Just say it once, right? If someone who says, I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva, that doesn't work. Well, you don't need to tell me twice. So the Gemara says, like we said before, again, when he says, I'll do it and I'll do tshuva, I'll do the sin and I'll do tshuva, so it's a remez to that if a person sins once, twice, three times, so then already it becomes as if it is motzudin. Okay, after Yom Kippur Mechaper, in Yom Kippur Mechaper, we said similarly that if a person says, okay, I'll do tshuva, I'll sin now, but then okay, Yom Kippur will take care of me. So that's not true. That's not how it works. Lema Maslis and Deloker Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah is against Rebbe. The Tanya, we learned in Rebbe, so the Rebbe Omer, Al Kol Aveira Shiva Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Right, again, regardless of tshuva, Rebbe says, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So maybe this too. Maybe you don't need the tshuva even. You can even sin if you just say, okay, Yom Kippur will take care of me. So Gemara says, no, feel tame Rebbe, because agav shayni. Rebbe says, not here. No, if you're doing it because of Yom Kippur, right, you're sinning with intention to get atonement from Yom Kippur, that's beyond the pale. Meaning any other sin, if you do a chait, Yom Kippur will take care of you. But if you're doing it, right, to the point where you're like, I don't care about this, Yom Kippur will take care of me, no, that's the one scenario where Yom Kippur will not, in fact, take care of you. Okay, Averis Shabin Adam Lamakam, right? We said Averis Ben Adam Lamakam Kosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur takes care of us. But Ben Adam Lachavero, so then Yom Kippur does not work until you go your Maratza, your friend. So the Gemara says, right, Rami Lei Rav Yosef Bar Chavu, the Rabbi Avo, he has to point out the following stira. He says as like this, Averis Shabin Adam Lachavero, in Yom Kippur Mechaper. Right? We said in the Mishnah that Yom Kippur does not help for Ben Adam Lechavero. But the Pasuk says, if a man sins to his fellow man, and Hashem judges him, right? Hashem is Mechaper, Pillow, right? The Palel means the person kind of judges. So right, that's where the hitpalel is reflexive, right? The word hitpalel to daven means you're doing the verb in Hebrew is hitpoel. The hitpoel form is you're doing it to yourself. So hitpalel means to pilel to yourself. Pilel means to judge, right? Davening is all about judging and thinking about yourself. So pilel elokim, meaning Hashem will judge him, meaning Hashem will take care of this judgment if a person sins right against his man, his fellow man. So Gemara says, you're right. Man Elohim, who is Elohim in this pasuk? Dayana. We're not talking about Hashem, we're talking about Beis Din. Yeah, so if you have a machlokas with your friend and someone wrongs his fellow and damages him, so then yeah, Beis Din will sort things out. So Gemara says, okay, if that's true, Yachi, Eima Sefer, what about the second part of the pasuk? The Im Lashem, here it says Lashem very clearly. Im Lashem Yachta Ish Mi'it Palalo. If a person sins against Hashem, who will judge him? Meaning, Kosh Baruch Hu will judge him. What do you mean, who will judge him? So the Gemara says, how come? Really, this is what the pasuk means. Im yechta ish le'ish, if a person sins, bid on the chaveru, ufil lo Elohim, and then now we're reinterpreting it. It doesn't mean, sorry, ufil lo, and he goes and he judges, meaning, and he talks about it with himself, and he appeases him and he works it out. But on the chaveru, then Elokim yimcholo. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will forgive. Then Hashem yachadav, but if Hashem, a person sins to Hashem, then ish mid palo ba'ado. Who is going to go to Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol and work it out? But on the makom. So that, how do you do that? That's tshuva ma'asim tovim. That's how a person can appease, quote unquote, his fellow, quote unquote, when we're talking about a sin that's been adam la'makom. Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha'maknis chaveru afilu b'dvarim tzorach l'faiso, anybody who upsets his friend, even with words, right? Obviously, if he damages him, for sure, but even with words, right? Again, we think of the chatayin that we have to ask forgiveness for, right? Benam l'chaveru, right? As things we said, lashon hara, right? That's the first thing that comes to his mind, to our mind. Here it's even those averos that we just said with words, right? Obviously, all the other stuff, rachman l'tzlan, if we damage someone physically or with other in other scenarios, so they also have to ask mechila. But okay, either way, someone who has to go in tzarech l'faiso, he has to go kind of work it out with him. He has to appease him. Shneimar zepasuk says bini im arafta l'reyecha takata lazar kapecha no kashta brim reficha. Long pasuk asezos efo bini v'inatzel kivasa bekaf reyecha lech intrapes rav reyecha. And so the Gemara explains, "In mamon yesh biyadcha hater lo pisas yad." Right, if you have money, right, if the money is the situation, then give him the money. But if not, harbe alav reyim. Right, if that, then get many friends. Right, meaning help. You have your friends intervene and intercede. Right, and talk and trying to appease the friend that you have wronged. Now, Amar of Chizra of Chizda says, "V'tarach l'faisa b'shalosh shuros shal shalosh b'nei adam." And you have to come with three lines of three people, meaning you have to come three times, as Rashi says, and you have to come with other people, right? Because it helps, right? When you bring friends, right? If it's one-on-one, he can still be angry with you. But if it's in a chevra, right? It's very much more possible that he'll forgive. Shemar, as Pazik says, Yashar ala nashim v'yom echatasi v'yashar hevesi v'lo shavali. Okay, right? Again, it says, where do you get it? Three times. Yashar... right, so the three times that he says Yasha Yom Chatasi, Yasha Avesi, Velo Shavali. Right, okay, so it says it three times. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Kal Mavakesh Mato Mechavero, someone who goes to his friend to look to patch things up. So Al Yivakesh Mimenu Yosher Mishalosh Pamim. Right, again, this is pretty well known that if a person goes to his friend and says, "Please forgive me," and he says no. "Please forgive me," and he says no. "Please forgive me," and he says no. So at that point, adkan, right? If you go ask your friend to forgive you three times, if you're ready after the third time, that's it. Shneimar zepasuk says ana sana v'ata sana. Right, again, that's that's not by Moshe and the Egel Azov. That's by the brothers. After Yaakov passes away, the brothers come to Yosef and they say, "Please forgive us." They say the word ana. Right, not right, son, three times. Right, so that's how we learn. The amaze, and the person is dead, right, and you still haven't asked forgiveness yet. Maybe a sarab and adam umamid and al kivro, right, if the omen, he says, Chatasi l'Hashem al kei Yisrael, uleplonish chavalti bo, right, you have to bring a minion, and then people stand around, and then you do vidui, right, over the grave, right, asking the deceased to forgive you. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havilei Milso the Rabbi Abba Behadeh. Right, Rabbi Abba was upset with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Meaning, other way around, sorry. I was right. Rabbi Abba was upset by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Apparently, Rabbi Yirmiyah did something to Rabbi Abba. And also, I see Adasha Rabbi Abba. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah went to the house of Rabbi Abba. Bahadur Deshadya Amse Maya. And just as he was getting there, right, the maid, the Amasa, the Amma, was throwing out water, kind of like the Purim story, right, when Haman got his water on his head. So, Mata Zirzife. Demaya Areshan. He threw, and she ended up putting water on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. So Amar, he said, "Asuni kashba oivei, I've been turned into a trash, right? Trashed, garbage dump." So Kora Anavshe said about himself, the Pasuk says, "Me'ashposi arim avion." From the trash, from the garbage, Hashem will bring up those who have fallen. Shama Rabbi Abba v'nafik lape. Rabbi Abba heard and said, "Amar lei, right? Hashta tzuchal emei pevagatateich. Now I have to ask forgiveness for you." The Chitiv, as the Pasuk says, "Leich his rapes urav reyacha." Treat your friend like royalty. So again, Rabbi Abba, right, they reconciled in that manner. Rabbi Zera kiava le milsa behadi inish. Rabbi Zera, whenever Rabbi Zera was upset at somebody, he would always kind of like show up, you know, like the elephant in the room. He would kind of just show up, pass by the guy in the marketplace. Go pass by him in shul, right? Just to say you should be there. The guy would recognize, the guy would realize, and then he would go and appease him, and he should be available to him. Right? He shouldn't have to travel far away to ask for mechila. Rav Avalei Milsa Vadi Ahu Tabacha. Rav had a problem with a butcher. Lo Asla Kamei, and the butcher didn't come, right, to ask Mechila. B'malei Yomak Di Kippura, Erev Yom Kippur, Amar Ihu, Rav said that Ezel Ana Lefaisei Lei. I'll go to him. As a Paga Bei Ravuna, Ravuna kind of intercepted Rav in the middle, and Amar Lei, and he said, Lahecha Ka Azalmar, where are you going? He said, Amar Lei Lefaisei Lepalne. So to go work it out with this butcher, with this guy. So Amar Ravuna said to him, Azal Abba Lemikdal Nafsha, you're going to kill somebody. Meaning, because Lemaisa, if he hasn't come to you, right, he's not interested, and then he'll really be upset. Right? Then, meaning, then really he'll have messed up. And caused pain to a Talmud Chacham. That's going to end up with in a bad way for that guy. So still, Rav apparently didn't care. Also, Vikam Ilave. Rav went to the butcher. Yosef Kapali Reshe. So he was sitting and I guess blasting a head of an animal. Or I guess hitting, chopping down a head of an animal. Dali Eni V'Chazi. The butcher saw him, saw Rav, and he said, "Amalei Abba." At zil leis le milsa behedech. I have nothing. I go away. I said, Rav, get out of here. I have nothing to do with you. So, Badi the Kapali Reshe. So, as he was kind of chopping this head, Ishtamit Garma umechaya bekoe vekadle. Sure enough, a bone shot out, hit him in the throat, right, and then he died. Okay. Rav havaposik sidra kamei de Rebbe. Right, Rav was sitting over Divrei Torah. Pasuk, right? He was ordering, figuring out his order, psukim or pasuk sidra, right? Okay, either way, meaning Rashi says Parshas Mikra, Shal Neviim, Moshe Ksuvim. Okay, he's talking about Tanakh in front of Rebbe. I got also Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia came into the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says Hadar L'Reishe. So Rav went back to the beginning because Rabbi Chia wanted to hear what they were talking about. Ayal Bar Kappara and Hadar L'Reishe. Right, Bar Kappara came and he went back to the beginning. Also Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe came. Hadar L'Reishe went back to the beginning. Finally, also Rabbi Chanina Ben Chama and Amar. Finally, Rav. Oh, Kuli Hai Neder Venezel. How many times am I going to go back to the beginning? So Lo Hadar. So he didn't go back to the beginning. And sure enough, Ikbid Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina got all upset. Right, again, he did it for everybody else. What about me? So, also, Rav Vigabe Tlisir Mali Yomi the Kippuri Velo Ipayas. Apparently, Rav went to him 13 years on Erev Yom Kippur, but apparently, Rabbi Chanina did not forgive him. The Gemara says, Hechi Avarachi, why would Rav do that? V'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Kal Mavakesh Matu Mechavero, Ali Vakesh Memeri Yossi Mishalosh Pamim. You don't have to go more than 3 times. What, 13 times? The Gemara says, Rav Shiny. So, so a couple ways to understand, actually, Rav Shiny. Pashas is that Rav in this story went above and beyond. Right? Any Hanami, a regular person, should only go ask 3 times. But Rav, again, being an exceptional tzaddik, really, really wanted to get mechila from Rabbi Chanina. Other ways, other Rishonim understand that a Rav, not Rav the person, but a Rav, like a Rebbe. Like a Rebbe is different. Apparently, Rabbi Chanina was one of his teachers. So in that case, that apparently doesn't apply if you have a student-teacher situation, apparently the three times thing don't apply. Okay, fine. That's the approach of other Rishonim. Just a little bit further, then we'll stop here. So we have what to learn tomorrow. Now the Gemara flips on to Rabbi Chanina, right? That again, Rav, how could he go 13 times? Fine, we're not supposed to go more than three. But the other side, how can Rabbi Chanina not forgive him? Right, Rabbi Chanina, hechi yavin hachi, v'amar Rav, didn't Rav say, kol maver amidosav, marvirin lo al kol b'shalav. Anybody who's maver amidosav, anybody who overcomes, right, and kind of, even though he has some sort of midah, that l'chora, he has something he deserves, right, or something that he is owed, right, l'chora, he was wronged, and Rabbi Chanina was correct. Maver amidosav, someone who kind of gives that up, right, so, overcomes his inclination to still be upset or to get something that he's owed to him. So Mavir lo kol pshav, Rakosh Baruch Hu forgives all of his sins. Why did Rabbi Chanina string him along like that? Tell Rabbi Chanina chalma chazi le l'rav. Rav dizakfu bedikla. Apparently, Rabbi Chanina had a dream that Rav was hanging from a palm tree. Okay, gemir dichal dizakfu bedikla, right? Reshe have, and it's not like the Sarah Ofim here, but the it says, and I'm not sure if this is one of the dreams quoted in Achelik and not Achelik in the last puzzle in the last parak in Brachos, I don't remember, but the Gemara says here anyway that the Masora is that if you have a dream that someone's hanging from a palm tree, so that person Reshe Havi, that person is going to be a leader. So Amar Rabbi Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, if Rav is going to become the leader, so that's not so good for Rabbi Chanina, right? Because Pasha says Rabbi Chanina, right? They didn't just fire people back in the day, right? They only gave up their position when they passed away. So Amar Rabbi Chanina said, "Shmamina boy lemevad reshusa." Apparently, Rav is going to be head of the base medrash. Velo ipayis. So therefore, I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to give him mechila. I'm not going to appease him. I'm not going to accept his tshuva. Ki hechid yelez over lagamar oraisim bavel. Because maybe he'll be so upset, he'll go to bavel. And then it'll become Rosh Hashiva there. Okay, fascinating give and take, right? The rabbi had a lot to say about this whole kind of, maybe he thought his life was in danger, he had a dream, is that legitimate? Right? Okay, fine, Pasha says everybody, for us simple folk, we should definitely always accept a person's apology whenever they try and do it, not only on Erev Yom Kippur, but throughout the year. Either way. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabosei, and then we'll go Vayter tomorrow. Very exciting. We'll finish the Masechta tomorrow, and then it's on to Sukkah on Erev Shabbos. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.